Hello, and welcome to the FBC Podcast. I'm Stephen Dorman. But first, coffee. All right, let's talk. On January the 5th, Pastor taught on Colossians chapter 3. I don't want to go through all of the chapter again, but I do want to talk about chapter 3, verse 17. It says, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." I believe there are three important things we can learn from this verse. Number one, when the verse says, "whatever you do, in word or deed," this implies all your actions all the time. So the following command in the verse will apply to all your actions all the time. Listen to this quote from Douglas Moo's commentary on this verse. He writes, "The combination word and deed is a common way of referring to the totality of one's interaction with the world." End quote. This point is evident in other verses, particularly Acts 7:22, which says, "And Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in his words and deeds." Also, Romans 15:18 says, "For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed." There is also another verse written by Paul that is very similar to Colossians 3:17. It is 1 Corinthians 10:31. It says, "So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." So it is clear that Paul is talking about all our actions, which includes all actions of our entire life. Number two, all our actions should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus. But what does it mean to do something in the name of the Lord Jesus? Listen again to Moo's words from his commentary. He writes, "The phrase, in the name of the Lord, takes on a wide variety of nuances, but often the focus is on the nature or character of the Lord. To do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, then, does not mean simply to utter Jesus' name, but to act always in concert with the nature and character of our Lord." When believers are baptized in the name of Jesus, they come under his authority and are called to conform to his character. End quote. So what Moo is rightly saying is that an act done in the name of the Lord is an action that is in harmony, agreement, or in accord with the nature of Jesus and represents his authority in your life. As Christians, we represent Jesus, and as such, all our actions should be representing him. In this sense, all our actions will be done in the name of the Lord. Number three. Throughout all these actions of yours, always be thankful to God. Doing all things for God is not always easy. Although, as Christians, we should still always be thankful to God for all things. As Ephesians 5:20 says, we should always give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, let's remember to represent the Lord in everything we do. Whether that is posting things on social media, playing golf, going out to dinner with a loved one, or while at work, in all of these things you do them in the name of the Lord.